All right, guys. Our next speaker, another newcomer to your stories. This is Katie Utke. Did I say that right? Close? Was that close?
Utke.
Utke.
It's okay. Only like 4 people have ever gotten it right. Hey, guys. So my story is on my phone. I promise that I'm not just looking at cat pictures the whole time. All right. So this took place last year at C2E2. It was my senior year of college, and it was my last weekend before I started at my first job, the glorious, glorious job of telemarketing, which in retrospect was not a very good idea. This C2E2 became my last hurrah before I would, you know, start to become an adult, like a full-on adult, adulting all over the place. Little did I know that becoming an adult would include things as awful as getting laid off from my job and things as awesome as just lounging around in my underwear eating coffee, ice cream, and binging Jim and the Holograms on Netflix when there's nothing else to do. But I digress. Back to C2E2. I went to the genre feminism panel midday Saturday. During the Q&A section, one of the con attendees stood up. It was her first con, and she and her friend of hers were hanging around on the show floor. While they were in one of the crowd, they turned around to see some random strangers taking upskirt pictures of them. When the strangers saw that they had been caught, they took off. She said that she wasn't sure what to do and that her first con experience had been ruined. Now, my heart broke when I heard this. To put this into context, my first time at any con was C2E2 2 years prior, my sophomore year of college. I had just gotten out of a mentally abusive relationship. Walking around in my Kaylee cosplay, taking pictures of people, and then discussing the intricacies of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic with random strangers while waiting in line for John Barrowman's autograph literally jump-started my path to self-recovery, because it was the first time since getting out of that relationship that I had felt validation and acceptance for who I was. So to see the thing that basically built me back up, tear somebody else down, wrecked me. So the next day, at the end of the day on Sunday, I went to the C2E2 staff Q&A panel, where, you know, staff members of the con talk with con attendees about what worked and what didn't and what they can improve in the future. I knew C2E2 had an anti-harassment policy, but it was hard to find online. It was in a small part of the booklet, which I didn't even grab that year because I didn't know you were supposed to. And it was absent on the mobile app. If you were new, you wouldn't know to seek it out. So I suggested putting up posters around the con for people to see, so it details what counts as harassment and where people can turn to if they get harassed. The staff said it was a good idea. I got my free hat, and I went on my way to panic about becoming an adult. So, for those of you who are unaware, C2E2 is owned by ReadPop, which also runs New York City Comic Con, Star Wars Celebration, and a couple other cons, both in the United States and nationally. Later that October, the Mary Sue and other various geek sources of news were praising New York City Comic Con for their cosplay is not consent posters that they had set up around the con. Star Wars Celebration had those posters up too, and those of you who were at C2E2 this past year probably saw the posters as well. One of my friends who works as a crew dispatcher both at C2E2 and at New York City Comic Con said that the posters themselves, she could feel like a change in the atmosphere and that people had felt safer. So I didn't eradicate sexism and geekdom, but I like to think that I helped. So moral of the story, don't be afraid to speak up. People will listen. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie. You guys, you heard it here first. Sexism and geekdom is over. It's cured. Oh.